Good morning. Today I'll be talking about common health ailments, and I'm going to cover four main topics. First, we'll look at coughs, colds, and sore throats. These common conditions, which are also highly infectious, can easily be spread in the home, at work, and at school. If someone is suffering from one of these minor conditions, they should keep their fluid intake up and take paracetamol as required. If there is no improvement in the sufferer's condition after 3 to 4 days, a doctor should be consulted. It is also important to bear in mind that coughs, colds, and sore throats are mostly caused by viruses, which cannot be treated with antibiotics. Okay, the next topic I'd like to focus on is fevers. High temperatures often accompany colds and sore throats and usually cause shivering and aches in the joints. A child's temperature can rise very quickly over a short space of time. Remember to keep the sufferer cool by sponging them down with warm water only, and use a thermometer to regularly check their temperature. If the fever has not stabilized within 2 days or goes above 40 degrees Celsius, seek medical advice. Children under 1 year who have a fever should be seen by a doctor immediately. We've looked at coughs and colds, and I've talked about high temperatures. Let's now move on to diarrhea and vomiting. In cases of diarrhea and vomiting, no solid food should be given. It is important that the sufferer has frequent drinks of clear fluids to prevent dehydration. Medicine and pills should not be used, as they can reduce the body's natural defenses. If symptoms have not lessened after 3 days, consult a doctor. Children under 1 should be seen within 12 hours or sooner if the vomiting is more serious. Finally, I'm going to discuss burns. With burns, the best thing to do is run cold water over the affected area for at least 10 minutes. Then, remove any clothing that is around the wound immediately. A minor burn that hasn't blistered the surface of the skin can be treated with antiseptic cream and a bandage. If the injury appears to be infected or the skin is obviously badly burnt, then go to the casualty department at your local hospital for advice.